Well, now it's time to talk sports with Only a Game's Bill Littlefield. Hi there, Bill.
Hey, Magna.
So usually we have you on Wednesdays, and I'm sorry you got bumped yesterday by a Chief Justice. And
yes, you got to get your priorities
straight
on this
gubernatorial candidates.
That's the big problem.
But glad to have you today.
Nice to be here.
And it's actually really interesting because I hear that, you know, Only a Game covers all sports, of course, but you recently actually went down over to Suffolk Downs. Now, why is that?
I was there in the company of a number of residents, about a dozen residents from North Hill, a retirement community near Boston, and I wanted to see whether experience would count at the racetrack, and these people together had about 1,100 years of experience among them, and so I wanted to see how they do, and you'll hear that story on Only a Game on Saturday.
Terrific. And so is it that, I mean, did you walk away? First of all, I want to know if you walked away with a lot of money, and second of all, was there anything in particular about the fact, I think Suffolk Downs is the last place where there's actually still live horse racing in Massachusetts.
Yes, there is, and the horses were very much alive, and numbers of them ran very fast, not unhappily the ones upon which I bet, which is pretty much the way things generally go for me at the racetrack. But it does give people a chance to remember the days when racing was a great deal more popular. And I talked to a fella named Leonard Greenbaum. He had a wonderful story about those days.
Can I tell you a story?
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
First time I was ever to a racetrack, my father took me to Aqueduct. And I have, after all these years, one memory of Ted Atkinson, I think was a jockey, literally carrying his horse over the finish. We were close to the finish line, you know. And I swear he lifted that horse's head to win by a nose.
Is that what it takes to win at Suffolk Downs?
Well, we spent the whole day looking for the jockey who was going to do that last Wednesday at Suffolk. We never found him.
Well, the other thing you may not find at Suffolk Downs anymore is the possibility of a casino there, given the tie-up on Beacon Hill about that issue. And so did you talk to employees there? Because it seems like they might be laying some people off.
Yeah, I hope not. It's a terrible thing, especially nowadays, for people to lose jobs. They were hoping for some relief from the legislature. They were hoping to become a casino site as well as a racetrack. And as of now, that doesn't seem to be happening. But boy, if you're at all inclined to go to the track, parking's easy. There's lots of room.
I suppose that should be sad laughter coming out of my mouth. But, well, on to other sports of the day. The Red Sox, of course, and their recent injuries. The problem is, though, maybe not a problem, maybe it's a good thing. It's given us an opportunity to see some really young up-and-comers. Any standouts?
Well, Daniel Nava, of course, who was with the Sox earlier this summer, hit a Grand Slam home run in his first at-bat. He's back with Pawtucket, unhappily, but I think we can probably look for him to return at some point. Ryan Kalish has hit over 300 last time I looked in his 10 games with the big club. And they just brought up this guy named Jared Saltalamacchia, inevitably nicknamed Salty, and he got a hit today, so we may be hearing more from him as well.
Any chance you think the Sox will actually keep them up in the major leagues rather than sending them back down?
One of the problems that you have with the sort of year that the Red Sox have had this year with guys getting hurt in such numbers is that as they come back, inevitably rosters dictate that somebody goes back down, and it's usually the youngsters because the big team doesn't want to give them too much time at the major league level because then they have to pay them more later on.
It almost breaks your heart, though. They've proved that they can hack it in the big leagues. So.
Well, it's easy to get one hit. It's harder to get hundreds of hits.
Very true. Well, last thing before we go, it's August, and so, of course, football season on the way, in training camp anyway. The Pats are at their training camp, and I believe they have some company this week from Super Bowl champions New Orleans Saints.
They did, indeed. They were sharing their practice field with the Saints, and we had a chance. Karen Given was out there on behalf of Only a Game and had a chance to talk to Saints running back Reggie Bush, who was asked whether Pats players were looking up to the Saints as defending champions?
Well, I think that's probably based on just what we did last year. But, you know, I think when you look at from an organization standpoint and you know, from what they've been able to do, I think we look up to them more.
Well, not as much as I look up to you when it comes to all things
sports.
So
encouraging
though.
For Patriots fans, don't you think?
Yeah.
Reggie Bush is looking up to them. Maybe it'll be okay this fall.
Only a Game's Bill Littlefield. You can hear him every Saturday on WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Meghna.
There's more after a break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.